everyone, Haley here, and you are listening to an NC Cutting Edge Counseling production. NCCEC is a trauma therapy practice based in North Carolina. Learn more at nccec.com. That's nccec.com. Content warnings and where to find us will be found in the episode descriptions. Get in, loser. Let's do a fucking show.
Anyway, we've got good mics here, and welcome to What's in the Box, everyone.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? We'll figure out a fucking intro for this show eventually. Welcome back, everyone. That was a very fun episode when you guys finally decided to actually walk into the tavern.
Okay, I was getting so upset.
The first half of that conversation was absolutely necessary.
I feel like every bit of it was necessary.
I give you the first quarter.
We didn't know what we were walking into, and
that's fair.
Some of us don't have spells right now.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure we were good.
Yeah.
I agree with Jason that the first half of that conversation necessary. The second half was just, all right. I'm like, I was about to start rolling dice. Like, someone's going to jump you in the street just so I have something to do.
Hey, Thilda could have participated more in the conversation.
Thilda could have, but Thilda's had a rough 2 days.
This was also post you guys being like, your aunt's a traitor.
That's what I'm like, why are we having this conversation here?
Yeah, that was a lot.
I wanted to bring it up.
Elden was so uncomfortable.
Why didn't we have it at the bar we were just at is the question.
Because we didn't know what we were walking into. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was definitely on Zelda's mind because all of that stuff with Nori literally just happened.
And I mean, that's sort of how I'm playing. Like I said, I have a 9 charisma. I'm not like, it's just kind 10. Of like, hey, I don't read this situation, but hey, this is what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very charismatic either.
It's just a very funny image from you guys going from last episode, like, all right, let's go to the bar. We're walking up to the bar and be like, wait, hold up. Let me just move to this alley right next to the bar.
Now, I just felt like my cape was grabbed and pulled back.
Well, I was going to say, because the way Malik started that made absolutely perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just snowballed into not so good.
Yeah, into nonsense. Yep.
It was very funny. But yeah, Thilda? Not having a good time either at this point. Thilda is feeling very conflicted.
I will say, Zelda feels better at the end of this episode than she did at the end of last episode. Yeah. So that's positive.
What made this one feel better?
It's much more relaxed and we're actually moving. We're finding out information. I mean, that's like Zelda's big on knowledge and information.
Yeah.
And we were kind of, we had nothing. We had this tavern and a phrase that we had no clue where was going to bring us.
We had also gotten the manifest. We learned that Orlin was like,
yeah, but that was like a couple of episodes ago. The last episode was Zelda being in the presence of a coalition mage and trying to keep her shit together. Like, she was not having a good time. Now that coalition mage is passed out fucking drunk, not a problem, and we found out a lot more information.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling good again.
Oh, how's Elden feeling?
I mean, Elden is kind of conflicted. Really, really enjoyed the speakeasy and being like back in that like performer, just like vibing atmosphere.
Yeah, a whole vibe in that place.
Yes. Was kind of uncomfortable with all of the like criminal activity being discussed and feeling really unsure about how to proceed, like really wanting to be a part of this like speakeasy underworld stuff, but also like, ooh, that sounds like...
Which is funny because Elden has seemed fairly morally ambiguous in the past.
Yeah, he's
you've played that really well.
Yeah.
It's less about the crime and more about like, do I want to tie myself to another boss?
Yeah,
because we've had some bad experiences with bosses.
That makes sense.
I was gonna say, and it hasn't been, you know, I don't think we've set down a time frame, but it hasn't been that long since Elden left the traveling troupe.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I could definitely see some hesitation in that
for sure.
Yeah, and it was just getting very into, the conversation was getting very, like, bringing this new person into to our dynamic, and that felt kind of uncomfortable. So he was more just kind of vibing to the music and listening than, like, participating actively.
Yeah, makes sense. That is an interesting point. That makes me want to know, like, where you guys are feeling at with, like, the group coming together. Like, how does everybody feel about, like, being a part of, like, I mean, it's only been a couple of days, but we're, like, now living together, like, going off and doing these things yeah. together. I'm wondering, like, how you guys are all feeling about that. Because I have some thoughts, but...
Zelda's never had this many friends.
No. Oh.
Seriously.
I mean, yeah, like, valid,
she,
but still
she has, yeah, yeah. She has never had this many friends. She's never had this many people that she has, like, been close to. And, I mean, I won't say that she's, like, fully close to all of you or any of you, but she is. Mm-hmm. She wants that. Like, she's starting to realize that, yeah, maybe she can have friends, you know? And the only friend she's ever had was Master Alorian that she can remember. I mean, when she was a kid, maybe there were kids in the village or the city that...
No, like, close friends.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is... And she... I do feel like she's kind of starting to maybe latch onto that a little bit more because she hasn't had anybody, and the only person she did have very recently passed. Yeah. So she's kind of... Yeah, she's in it, I feel like.
How about Mish?
This is the most people he's lived with. Well... been around that, like, for a long period of time in about 10 years. Well,
and it's not like in those about, guys in, were friends.
More about like 4 years.
Yeah, but how do you feel about that though?
He doesn't.
He's been like pretty open. Like, you've opened yeah. us yeah, into man. Your
because he's like home. Well, we need a place to stay. You guys helped me, so I gotta help you.
And actually, you not feeling makes total sense. Like, that yeah. that seems very in character. He doesn't feel anything about us being a group.
You guys aren't a threat, so he feels more comfortable being...
Unless you poke the bear.
No. That's not a threat, though.
No,
that's,
I know. It's just... Mm-hmm.
Being in the space isn't threatening the space until very recently, in that he's definitely not feeling great about that, but...
And that wasn't any of us. That was an outside force tracking one of us.
And that is why he, like, that's the one thing he's like... Mm-hmm. Started to feel a little weird, but he's like, well, in for a penny, in for a pound on that front. The cat is already out of the bag, so...
I'm waiting for Mish to really, like, dive into that in character, because I do think Zelda wants to bring up, like, her pendant that she has. Because... No, none of you guys know what that is.
I was like, yeah, it's a pendant. But
right,
like,
yeah.
You said you claimed it to be a coalition one, but then it wasn't.
Well, so. No, I made that separate. This was the one the first time we got to your house when I was doing Identify, waiting for you to do your obstacle course.
Got it.
Yeah, to circle back to the original question, how's Malik feeling about this group of people?
So it's a weird feeling of, because, I mean, he's known people, but he's made it a point to not get close to people, especially with, you know, like, I don't think we've really discussed it much in the episodes, but he has lived through a decimation. He has survived one of these decimations before. So to him, it does feel weird getting close to people because he knows that it can get ripped away, especially with it now being a year up to that point. So it's a weird, he is learning to grow up because he now has, like, literal children that he is, like,
teaching him.
Being around, he's like, man, I'm kind of a piece of shit. I've been living a rough fucking life.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and I think it's one thing, too. I think I like the dynamic of, like, seeing kids that are about the age he was when shit went down last time.
Because even to Malik, like, even El is a child, like, pretty
but,
much.
I mean, El's an adult.
Yeah,
but, like,
but I mean, yeah. You know, 100, over 100 years younger than you are.
Yeah.
I still haven't fully decided.
132.
Yep, it's somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking about age difference.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are, like, all roughly around the age that he was when all of this shit went down. And so I think he's kind of taking a little of that on too. And he's like, I really don't want, I'm starting to like you guys. I don't want you guys to have to go through that. And, you know, now he's also got his magic back. He's been casting it on you guys and seeing like, man, this does kind of suck. Like, I remember Eldon was voicing like not being okay with like, oh God, this is, stop.
How's that hitting Malik too? Because that's not the first time, but that's pretty new for recent times.
Yeah, he cut himself off from it for like 70 years, and now it was forced back to him.
Yeah.
And it took him a lot to not have it.
And how much did, and you know, get into it or not if you want, but how much did Malik use his magic on people beforehand?
I think he used it a little bit beforehand, had gotten his magic, the decimation happened. He went through a long period of like back and forth with trying to use it and finally got away from it.
And those effects like that it has on other people was always like anytime you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The flavor of that divine magic.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Eldon, how are you feeling about your new group of friends?
Yeah. I mean, Eldon met Craig and immediately was like, what do y'all think?
Let me add Craig to my notes.
He doesn't care about the rest of us, just the other
people.
Intentional physical interest.
All the NPCs.
It is very funny that all of Haley's favorite people are NPCs.
I don't have any feelings for Craig yet.
Wild.
Craig, something might blossom with Craig, but there's nothing really there right now. I was just flirting.
Mm-hmm.
But meeting Craig, I immediately went back to my friends and was like, what do y'all think about Craig? Like, should I go for this? So I think that really shows how Eldon is viewing, like, these are my friends now. Like, I'm all in.
Is Eldon worried because the last time that he had friends, he got run out?
Yeah, so I think that he has really embraced being, like, all in the present moment and convinced himself that he can just, you know, if it ends, it ends. And I had a good time.
Pick yourself up and do it again.
It's not true, and it won't work that way.
Yeah.
But that's what he thinks.
Okay, interesting.
So, I love that.
Yeah.
I got to... So, Mish,
mm-hmm.
You're known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually really
wild. Yeah.
How are you feeling, buddy?
Mouse of Cauldroon.
Not only are you known, but you got some very interesting information regarding your backstory.
Yes, yes. Information that might be acted upon as soon as the next episode occurs.
Is the Mouse of... is that name something that you, Snyder... New?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that is what I've been called by a lot of...
That Mish knows.
Mish was a name I was given as a child when I was sent to do things.
Right.
And then I just kept it.
Okay.
Because that was just the name that I had when I was on the streets, and then I just kept it.
Is Mish...
It means mouse.
In a different language?
Yeah.
It is mouse in Polish.
Yeah. I couldn't remember what language, but I knew it was...
I feel so dumb.
And yeah, the Mouse of Havenbrook is kind of the name that got picked up by people as you started working with Isadora.
Yep. Well, there's even a moment when you're having your first dream, and George comes up to you, and he even says, like, you sneaky little mouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's almost kind of like a... Like a slur, because you're simian, right?
Yes. So I was called mouse because I was small and I could fit into places that mice could fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they would send me on missions to go do things like
but
that.
But because you're not like a mouse folk, it feels very like
It seems definitely
slur coded.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, Mish probably doesn't take it that way, but
I don't, because
from an outside point of view. Mm-hmm.
It was a name that,
specifically that moment with George.
Got it. Yeah.
Well, it was a nickname. Originally, mm-hmm. It was a nickname I was given as a kid when I was just like before the plague.
Mm-hmm.
But
So you've had that? Okay,
because I've always been small. I was even small. Okay. My parents were tall and like were larger, but I was always on the small side of small.
The quote unquote the run to the litter kind of deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like that's where like just getting into places, in and out of places, was my specialty.
Got it.
Mouse makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Again, I feel stupid.
Yeah, so that's not the first time that Misha's heard the Mouse of Havenbrook.
No, okay, no. The Mouse of Havenbrook was the name that The Mish was a name that I was given, and then as soon as I started doing stuff, they said, oh, you're you.
Yeah.
This is who you are.
Okay.
First time he's heard it from somebody.
Someone you don't know. Who I don't know, but have heard of, and might legitimately go back tonight and go ask him, because he's like, he's walking back to the house, and he's just thinking, like...
Yeah, so Mish knows of Brulies, but doesn't...
I know of him, but not who he was or his name.
Got it. Okay.
What were you saying as you're walking back to the house?
Oh, he's just going to be thinking, I got to know. I have to know. Do I go tonight? Do I talk to him the next time we meet?
Mm-hmm. Have to know
why. Gnawing at you.
Why does he know my parents' potential?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Like, what is the connection there?
I gave you so many chances.
I'm like,
no, but I respect him not taking it. It makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm.
But it's eating him. He's like, oh. He might just take a shower, wait till everyone goes to bed, and then just sneak back out and go talk to him. Because Burleese is going to be there all night. City.
Yeah, he does this all the time.
Like, nighttime is when I'm normally out doing stuff.
That's now if like Eldon left in the middle of the night, it's like, oh, Craig.
Honestly?
Oh, Craig.
Honestly? Still not.
Yeah, honestly.
If Zelda left in the middle of the night, we got some issues.
Yeah.
And if Malik leaves in the middle of the night, you just got to worry about him coming back and in what condition.
Yeah.
Look, we just need to find Isidore's fucking liquor cabinet so we can keep an eye on him.
Again, as I stated, it exists. Never looked for it. Is trapped.
Yep.
You're also not an alcoholic and wouldn't know where it could be stashed.
I have no idea or care.
It's probably in the dresser.
It's probably right in her... Well, I don't go in her rooms.
Yeah. Oh, I would.
Her office and her rooms, I don't go into.
That's not some place that we looked.
That's the floor below where we're
at. Also, she's at the very bottom.
Second
to bottom. Okay.
What's on the fifth floor?
Her room.
Her room is the fifth floor.
Yeah, so there's a sixth.
Sixth floor is...
I thought there were five.
No, there's four.
I think you initially said five.
I said five, but then I went back and listened to it. I listened to it and I said the kitchen. And then I said the floor below is the guest rooms. So then I had...
And then we ignored that. We put all the guest rooms on the kitchen level. I did listen to that. And I was like, well, no continuity here.
Yeah, it'll happen.
No, I continuitized it by saying this is how it is. So this goes...
Or maybe it fluctuates.
It's a Harry Potter rule of the tower shifts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
There we go.
This is one of my favorite episodes where I could just feel you guys being like, I don't know what the fuck we're walking into. We're in danger here. And I'm just like, I've just got a cute little goblin on the other side of the door.
Hey, look, honestly.
That was so good, because the 10-second pause from all of us.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say shit.
No, hell no.
I was going to wait minutes.
Yep.
I was going to wait hours.
I know it's bad for audio, but I would have stayed quiet.
I'm going to leave it in.
Yo, please do.
Funny just like,
I mean, you got to cut it like a half. Because the pregnant pause is still pregnant.
No.
That's a good one.
That bun sit in the oven.
Yeah.
Yep. Let her cook.
I mean, that's the amount of pause where people are going to look at their phone and see if it's stopped.
Yeah.
They start having issues with streaming.
Yeah.
And as soon as they finally get it out, it's going to start again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. I love it.
That was so good.
But I really liked, because we've tried doing the whole, like, oh, we're here to do this thing. We've been, like, kind of espionage. And I just, the immediate thought was, like, nah, this is somebody that owns a seedy organization underground. We're going to shoot straight. He probably already knows.
It was the correct tag. I'll tell you that. That interaction could have went real different if y'all had started off lying.
Look, he, for some reason.
I didn't say on purpose because I'm like, I don't know how. I can't lie to this man.
For some reason, he.
He,
and whether it was you or him or what, but he put both Zelda and me at ease. Like, I was like, oh, I trust this guy. Like, I know he's shady, but I trust this guy.
Sometimes I pick accents specifically.
I don't even think it was the accent.
No,
it was
just the accent.
It was everything, you know, in culmination.
That is Casey's trustworthy accent.
That's fair.
For our listeners and also Haley, that was my himbo character in Jason's last campaign of big strong, big hit, small brain.
One of your best characters.
One of my
head empty, heart full. That is empty.
Of that campaign.
Yep, heart full, head empty.
Yep.
Pecs huge.
Sure. Rain was still my favorite.
One of them.
One arm. Until he transformed.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That being said.
In that, after the pause, we saw a little bit of fawning from Eldon, like immediately saying, like, I've been looking for a party like this for forever.
Yeah.
This was great. Like,
oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that even brings back to episode one. Eldon was like, well, I'm just here to party.
Yeah.
Like, because we haven't really, like, we at the table know a good bit of Eldon's backstory, but like our characters, like loosely kind of talked about things in character.
Even
we
these guys haven't got, like, they don't know.
No,
they
not a lot. Into it.
Yeah. But like, we know a little bit of Meesh. Like, mm-hmm. you've talked a little bit to Eldon. We've talked
quite a bit about specific events.
But we
events.
Don't really know anything about Eldon.
No. Yep, Eldon's been keeping stuff tight to his chest for now. There's been a couple of things that he's let slip, but for the most part,
To Thilda.
To Thilda,
not to us.
No, the rest of us.
Which is really cool because it's like none of us have even thought to be like, he's like, why are you here?
He's just here to party.
Yeah, because it's funny. I was listening to the episode before this the other day, and you, Malik, even asked, like, so what were y'all doing kind of before this? And like, it goes around to everybody, and then Eldon asks something else, and kind of just
redirect.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah,
and I've done that as Malik because I noticed I went back through and listened. I didn't tell you guys my dream.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. No,
I specifically asked you guys, and then I didn't say shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's very fun. I can't wait for you guys to start finding out more about each other.
We're going to have to do. We're going to have to do it on the next one.
Long rest.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of that second.
I can't wait. I am. Oh, I was re-listening to him like, oh, I'm so close to touching that scale. That scale is getting touched.
We'll find out what happens on the next episode of Mindscapes and Magic. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I love you, hang up.